From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. You may have heard of the website called Chat Roulette. It's where you connect by text or audio or video with a random new person. Well, today we're attempting for the first time on Seattle Airwaves radio chat roulette. We stole the idea from Brian Lear at WNYC in New York, and here's how it works. You give us a call, 206-543-5869. You will be asked a random question. You will not know what that question is going to be. You will answer to the best of your ability. After you answer, you'll get to ask the next caller, a complete stranger, any question you like. Could be anything. What's your favorite neighborhood? How's your relationship with your mother? It shouldn't be a question with a yes or no answer, like, do you live in Seattle? It's got to be a bigger question. After you answer, we'll put the next caller on the air, and you'll get to ask them a question. So are you ready for Radio Chat Roulette? It's 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. And our first caller is going to be, well, look at this, Dan Savage. Sex columnist, author, co-creator of the It Gets Better project. Thanks a lot for playing Radio Chat Roulette today, Dan. Now, here's my question for you. What is the biggest regret in your life, Dan Savage, of everything you've ever done in your personal life, your public life, your entire life? Dan Savage, what is your biggest regret?
I was in West Berlin on November 9th, 1989, when the wall fell. No one quite knew what was going on that night. But they went on television, an East German government official went on television and announced that they would start issuing passports to East German citizens. And the reporters asked him if that meant the wall was down. And he said, reluctantly at the end, he said, yes. And I said to my boyfriend at the time, we were living in West Berlin together, we should go to Brandenburg Tor, which was kind of the main crossing spot, the heart of old Berlin, where the wall cut through the city right by the Reichstag. And I kept saying, we should go to Brandenburg Tor. But it was a really cold night, and there were no U-Bahn stops anywhere near Brandenburg Tor, and it would have meant a long walk to get to that section of the wall. So instead, we went back to our apartment, and we went to bed, which means we weren't there at Brandenburg Tor when people started climbing up on the wall, and basically the wall fell, and the border was declared open by the East German border guards, who earlier that day would have shot anyone who'd approached the wall or gotten on top of the wall or attempted to make a break for the wall on the east side. But also on the west side, if you climbed on top of the wall, you would have been shot. There were signs all around on the west side of the wall that said that, and it had happened in the past. But that night, people were dancing and partying on top of the wall and drinking champagne, and it was a night of pure joy and ecstasy, and we missed it.
Wow. Dan Savage, your biggest regret that you missed a chance to see the Berlin Wall fall. We're playing Radio Chat Roulette on The Conversation today, a talk show that's basically you answering a question and then asking your own. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Dan, start thinking of your question. You can also write to us, 800-289-5869. Who else do we have on the line? Let's see. Why, it's Lindy West, writer, humorist, film reviewer, storyteller, cultural critic for The Stranger, and now staff writer and full-time moral scold at Jezebel.com. Lindy, thanks so much for playing Chat Roulette.
Thanks for having me.
Are you ready with your question, Dan?
Have you ever had a three-way? Would you like to have a three-way?
Lindy, please answer.
Well, first of all, Dan broke the rules because those are both yes or no questions. So Dan is disqualified.
So you will not answer the question.
No, definitely not.
Thank you for your brutal honesty. So now,
I just don't like other people that much. I don't know.
So two other people—that'd be too many. Too many.
It's so awkward. One person is awkward enough.
Lindy, now you get a chance to ask the next question. If you just joined us, it's Radio Chat Roulette. You call and ask and answer a question, and then you get to ask a question, 206-543-5869. We have next on the line Ashley Knapp. Ashley's the auto advisor. Ashley, are you ready to answer Lindy West's question?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lindy West, go for it.
Okay, here's my question. I recently read on the internet that in Japan, they will do a 3D scan of your body and then make a gummy bear in the shape of you. So please provide an example of a use of technology that is more pointless than that.
Ashley Knapp, you work with cars. I'm sure you can find something more pointless than a gummy bear in your shape. But go ahead.
My thinking would be almost everything that's on your smartphone that you're used to would be silly to put inside of your automobile to have to relearn a different system. That's what I would think. So I think that's sort of useless.
Not to mention dangerous if you're looking at that screen.
Yeah, absolutely distracting. And in the honor of chat roulette, I want you to know that underneath my business clothes, I'm absolutely naked today.
Ashley Knapp, the auto advisor, we're playing chat roulette. You answer a question, then you get to ask a question. Ashley, you fulfilled your part of that. You can join us at 206-543-KUOW. So you get to ask the next question, and you get to ask it of who? Allison Holcomb. Allison Holcomb is on the line, the drug policy director of the ACLU Washington. Are you ready to answer the question, Allison?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Go ahead and
ask
your question.
Good afternoon. In your self-driving car of the future, your autonomous car, would you prefer to have a kitchen or a bathroom, since the car will have a range of at least 700 miles?
Oh, my gosh, I'd absolutely want a kitchen. I'd want a well-equipped kitchen. I want an espresso maker. I want something to warm up baked goods. I want it all there, and I want the car to smell fabulous all the time. So I'd like the kitchen just to be constantly making yummy food.
That's is Allison's preference for her self-driving car, which you can play in the kitchen while it's working. Allison, thanks for your call. Allison, your turn to ask a question of our next guest, who is going to be Michael, who is listening today in the Wedgwood neighborhood. Allison, what's your question for Michael?
Michael, if you could spend an afternoon with anybody, living or deceased, who would it be and why?
Michael?
That's a tough question. I'd probably want to spend it with the two grandparents. I'll cheat and say two grandparents that I never met to try to get some family secrets that apparently died with them.
Wow. What would you ask them, Michael?
I would ask them are the rumors true that they were... not everything they were cracked up to be.
We'll leave it at that. That question shall remain unanswered. Thanks so much for answering that question. Thanks, Allison, for asking it. It's your turn to ask the question, Michael, and we turn now to Patty Edwards, retail analyst with Storehouse Partners based in Bellevue. Patty, are you ready to answer Michael's question?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Michael, hit it.
All right, Patty, on a scale of 1 to 100, I'd like you to rate your first sexual experience and explain how you came up with the number.
Oh, ooh, it was about a 3. And, you know, sometimes you need to think about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I wasn't there for the right reasons, and I don't think he was there for the right reasons either.
A 3. Ouch. Patty Edwards, you answered the question, so you get to ask the next question. We've got Tim on the line. He's in Lacey. Tim, thanks so much for being part of our radio chat roulette today. Are you ready to answer Patty's question?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, Patty, go right ahead.
All right, Tim. You get to have your mother make your favorite meal for dinner tonight. What do you want to see on that table when you arrive?
Well, my mother's been dead for many years, but my favorite meal that she's always cooked was beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff. Have you ever had it since your mom made it for you, Tim?
I think I have, and of course it wasn't nearly as good as my mother's.
No, rarely is. Rarely is cracked as good as a mom can make it. Tim, do you have a question in mind now to ask our next player?
Yes, I do.
All right. We've got Kelsey online, who's calling from the University District. Kelsey, thanks for being part of Radio Chat Roulette.
Hi.
Okay, Tim, ask Kelsey your question.
Okay. Hi, Kelsey. What nationality do you think the next pope will be?
Will the next pope be?
I'm hoping that the next pope will be from Africa.
Any particular African nation, or are you just going to go with the continent, Kelsey?
I'm just going to go with the continent.
Okay, an African pope when the correct color of smoke goes up. Thanks a lot for playing with us. We're 206-543-5869. If you just tuned in, it's pretty simple. You get asked the question that you have to answer, and then you get to ask the next caller a question. We're calling it Radio Chat Roulette. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. 5869. It's the talk radio show that you are making. Kelsey, have you thought of your question?
I'm ready.
Okay. Maria is with us today. Maria, where are you calling from?
Friday Harbor, Washington.
Hey, thank you so much for joining in today. Are you ready to answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, Kelsey, go ahead.
Okay, here's your question. If you have to live your life over, what one thing will you change?
If you have to live your life over, Maria, what one thing will you change?
Well, I'm only 26 right now, and I love my life so far, so that's kind of hard to answer.
I guess I agree the least best thing.
Okay. I would probably have... Oh, my God, that's so hard to answer. I would probably spend... more time. God, I should be answering right now.
There's no right or wrong answer, Maria. Just answer what you're feeling.
Okay. I miss my dog that I had when I was 18, and I had to give her away to go traveling, and I wish that there was another way I could have done that besides having to give her away.
All right. Hey, Maria, thanks a lot for answering that. And because you answered that, you get to play chat roulette with our next guest, which is Yvonne calling from West Seattle. Yvonne, thank you for calling today.
Thank you. This is a great show. I love it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Well, we'll see how much you enjoy it after you hear Maria's question for you. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. My question is, have you ever had a moment in synchronicity in your life where something just seemed really synchronistic and odd to you?
What do you mean by synchronous, Maria?
Like, somebody said something and you were thinking of it at the exact same moment, or you were thinking of a person and then that person walked up, or... something like that.
How about that, Yvonne?
Oh, I've had many, many experiences like that, and I'm trying to think of one that would be, well, I guess maybe traveling in India and meeting somebody for a short period of time and then later coming back to the United States and getting a phone call from this same woman looking for somebody else.
Wow, that is just wild.
It was wild. It was just insane.
That is amazing. That's a great answer. I really appreciate that. Yvonne, do you have your question in mind? You got it in your head?
I do.
Okay, Kimberly is going to play next, and Kimberly is calling us from Redmond. Are you ready to play radio chat roulette, Kimberly?
I'm ready.
Yvonne, ask her the question.
Okay. I would like some advice on what advice would you give me on how to live the rest of my life?
Kimberly, what advice do you have for Yvonne about how to live the rest of her life based on her voice?
Live it with integrity. Be honest in everything that you do.
Be honest in everything that you do. Wow. Everything?
Yes. You know, it doesn't mean you have to say it, but you can think it.
All right. So be honest. All right, great. Hey, Yvonne, thank you so much for participating with us. Well, we're at the end of our time on the program. So, Kimberly, that means you get to ask me the final question. I'll do my best to answer it. What's your question for me?
Perfect. So if someone got in your car right now, what's the most embarrassing thing they'd learn about you?
The most embarrassing thing they would learn about me in my car would be that I have 35 different cloth bags in my car because I fanatically collect them, thinking that I'm going to need to take them to a store at one time. They take up almost the entire back seat. It looks stupid. But I'll tell you one thing. I am never without a cloth bag, Kimberly.
Do you always remember to take them in the store and use them?
Almost all the time. And I feel really bad when I don't because they're just sitting out there in the car. I will run back out and go get it, though.
Awesome.
Hey, Kimberly, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And thank you for participating in Chat Roulette, the radio show that you make by answering and asking a question. The conversation is produced by David Hyde with Arwen Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.